the stair. He spoke of was and when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago.
Once again, you're listening to These Assholes
with Mike and Eric. You know, I thought of one thing that might be confusing the listeners. When we say with Mike and Eric, we are the assholes you're listening to. You're not listening to some other assholes, and we're just kind of like, you're supposed to pretend we're like next to you.
Right.
Like hanging out with you.
No, yeah, I hear you.
Like the name of the show is Listen to These Assholes, and then with Mike and Eric is kind of a thing you put after the entire idea.
I think they understand that we're not in the room with them at the time.
Right. No, I know that, but like, I don't want them to feel like we're company. Like you're listening. Like when they're listening to these assholes,
I like them to think that we're company. Obama is in the house. He's balling. First, he fucking releases his birth certificate last week. And then he tells off Trump like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, eat it, bitch.
And then Trump was like, that was inappropriate.
Yeah, my onion shell on my head doesn't approve.
Yeah, what is on his head anyway?
That's hair. I thought it was a toupee. But then he did shave his head on he didn't shave his head on WWF.
No, he didn't.
But he kind of like pulled to the top of his head and you can kind of see his hairline for a sec.
He's just got some funky hair that he's just too proud to get rid of. Like I bet you people tell him all day, like,
yeah,
your hair looks terrible, you know? And he's just like, well, I don't care.
This is the way my father combed my hair.
Yeah, I don't care.
When I was a boy.
I'll fire you.
I got millions of dollars. I put my name on everything. It sells. I've never bought Trump anything in my entire life.
I bought a pair of Air Trumps when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they fucking flew off when I was on the swings. They flew off when I was on the swings. And they fucking just kept going.
For real?
Yeah, they went straight up into outer space.
Outer space?
Yeah. That's as believable as the Air Trumps.
Yeah, there's Trump bottled water, too.
What?
There's Trump bottled water.
Really?
Yeah. And you know that phrase, like, Trumped up?
Yeah. That belongs to Donald Trump?
Like just making something up?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't like really belong to him. I think it kind of came from him, though.
Right.
Or his father or something. There's a reason why that phrase exists, and that's his last name.
I see.
And the other thing that Obama kicked ass on?
Yes.
Was that he found this motherfucker in Pakistan. You might have heard of him.
Waldo?
Yeah, he found Waldo. Waldo has been running. Waldo hasn't probably been running too long.
No, Waldo is...
Waldo probably stopped running like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Waldo actually went to therapy.
Did he?
Yeah, because eventually he ran out in the middle of Times Square and he's like, I'm right here, like screaming at the top of his lungs.
That's awesome.
And nobody paid attention.
What?
Like nobody was really, like, I don't know if nobody was paying attention or maybe they just still couldn't find him.
I think by then, though, everyone had sort of seen the Waldo books, and they're like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
And most people circle him now.
Yeah.
You know, just because it's like, okay, there he is.
Yeah, I bet you he was probably walking. He probably walks around. It's like, circle around him. Because everyone knows where he is now.
If I got a Waldo book, I would circle that motherfucker. So next time, I'd be like, oh, yeah, there you are. But I like looking at all the funny shit that's going on.
Yeah, I used to not circle him so that I could hit my head. I used to hit my head against the wall on purpose so I could forget the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then just do it over and over again. It was like shaking an Etch-A-Sketch. So anyway, who was he looking for? Waldo.
He found that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean the joke you were going to tell me.
Oh. What joke was I going to tell you?
That he found Osama bin Laden.
Oh, right. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
I was trying not to say that name at all.
Oh, why?
Because we hadn't for like a whole 4 minutes of talking about it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It doesn't matter now.
Waldo. So yeah.
Osama bin Laden is fucking dead.
Shot in the head.
And we dumped him in the ocean. Why? That was stupid.
Dumping him in the ocean?
Yeah. And that quickly, too.
You automatically give conspiracy theorists fuel.
I think we could have used that to say, look, terrorists, we got this guy's body. If you want to do the right thing with it, you know, we can send it back to you mad quick if you guys just, you know, relax for a minute.
Yeah,
you know,
just, we could have used it as a bartering chip.
But we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah. Why do that when you can just put everyone else's lives at risk?
That's a good idea, putting everyone else's lives at risk. We should do that.
Are we going to do the right thing, the right noble thing that makes the most sense, or are we going to put everyone else's lives at risk?
We're going to put everybody's lives at risk.
What? Why are we... All right, fine. Okay, here's the next decision. Ready? Are we going to do the smart thing here, or are we going to put everyone else's lives at risk?
I think we already had this one. We're gonna put everyone else's lives at risk.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So isn't it the same question you just asked me before?
Well, no. I meant like, you know.
Oh, this is a different subject?
Yeah, this is a different subject.
Oh, well, always put everybody's lives at risk.
All right.
That's the most important thing, is killing people off. Because there's too damn many of us. I think there are too many of us. Shit.
Yeah, there are, but we can still... That's why there's space exploration. We haven't explored.
I think that's also why there's genocide.
That topic.
What? I think that's also why there's genocide. Wow, that's a way to just bring the podcast all the way down. Like,
yeah.
Genocide.
Yeah. Once you say genocide, especially after talking about space exploration, it does something.
You want to go to outer space?
I think space exploration makes a lot of sense. If we could find a way to inhabit,
where would you go? The moon.
The moon, Mars?
The moon's pretty tiny.
It's still big enough. You go to Mars. You go to Mars with the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The moon doesn't have an atmosphere. I don't think it does. I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
I think only half the moon ever gets any sun.
Yeah, that too. There's a word for it, but it always, in its orbit, it always faces the Earth. So the dark side of the moon is actually covered in craters. Like, popped.
Because it's just been taking a beating.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have, like, a shield. I bet there's been all kinds of shit that just was supposed to nail us.
Uh-huh.
And the moon absorbed it.
So, we found Osama bin Laden.
Oh, that's right.
We killed him. And then we dumped his body into the sea.
That was stupid. I said that already.
There's too many holes.
There's some weird shit going on here.
There is.
No. Because I do remember, now I know I'm just pulling this out of my ass, I listen to the show Coast to Coast frequently, now say what you will about that, but I heard a motherfucker say on this show a couple months ago, Osama bin Laden is going to die, air quotes, kind of questionable fashion, and then, you know, we're not going to see him, we're not going to see any of him like at the scene, and we're going to just chuck him in the water, but it's not really going to be him, like they're just going to pick somebody else and... You know, they're going to find a few things. They're going to kill, like, one of the higher-up people that they found and say it was him so that we can all just breathe a sigh of relief for a minute.
Interesting. And this was said 4 months ago?
I really can't put a finger on it. But, right. When I heard last night that they dumped the guy's body in the ocean, I think it was, like, maybe 4 in the morning.
I wasn't awake.
It was, like, 3 in the morning, maybe. I was awake. The second I heard that shit, I was like, that sounds familiar. And I remember, I was looking it up all day, and I couldn't fucking find it, but, like, I definitely remember hearing that.
That's strange. I think it's easier for our government to lie about it than it is to actually find Osama bin Laden and kill Osama bin Laden. It's easier for the government, in many different angles, to lie about it
Yeah, I mean, the only picture of him we've seen so far is this fucking internet hoax picture from a couple of years ago, actually. And it's just a photoshopped Osama's head blasted, but, like, there's no bullet holes in it or anything. He's just bloody, and his face is just squished.
And that's been circulating on Indian TV?
It was the first image of Osama is dead that came out, but apparently it's not the official.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking that was the official one. I don't know. It's still a developing story. We did turn off CNN.
Wolf Blitzer was giving us up-to-date coverage with graphics and sounds to accompany the graphics swooshing across the screen. It was spectacular, folks.
I almost had an anxiety attack. I was so excited.
I was really mesmerized by his glasses and his beard. He just had such gravitas.
He looks so wise. I don't care what anybody else says. If that guy says it's true, then...
Twitter and Wolf Blitzer are the two things that I pay attention to.
Twitter is like the only thing I really pay attention to in the world. And myself.
Oh, yeah.
I pay attention to myself.
He wants you to pay attention to himself.
Yeah.
Pay attention to myself. Yo, I fucking hate Billy Joel.
Why do you hate Billy Joel?
Well, what's to like about Billy Joel?
Well, he writes pretty decent songs.
Shitty? Oh.
Decent. Don't you feel like, though, that you could drive from Manhattan to Montauk and listen to Billy Joel and, like...
I feel that there just is...
Just instantly know everything about Long Island that there is to know?
I feel that there's enough Billy Joel material to do that, but I don't feel that
You don't think you'll gain, like, a wealth of knowledge from that?
The only Billy Joel song that I can even find tolerable is that one that's like, ack, 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 you want to know by now.
You want to know.
Yeah, that's the only one I can even deal with.
So you think that you could sing.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, well, wait.
I don't even know what it's called. You can sing
better than me.
I don't even know what it's called.
It's called Moving Out.
Oh.
No, that's not that song. Yeah, that's that song.
Is it? I think it is.
Moving out.
Well, that song kind of sucks, but I just like that one part.
You ought to know by now.
You ought to know. That's catchy, but that's it. That's it. Just
he's got a couple of good songs.
Those few seconds I can deal with.
I give Billy Joel like an inch of credit.
Yeah, I mean he's not the worst. No, ever.
He's no Elton John though.
Well, no. Come on, he's no Elton John.
I love Elton John.
I kind of like Elton John. I don't hate Elton John. I hate Billy Joel.
I like Elton John a lot.
Okay. What do you like about Elton John?
I like his songs. I like the way he sings. I like the way he plays the piano.
I like the way he dresses.
I like the way he dresses.
If I could pull that look off, I totally would.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a hack at his toupee collection.
Also, the way he arranges the rest of the music. I like that about him.
I like that one song he does with George Michael, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. George Michael, right?
Yeah.
George Michaels, is it? Or George Michael?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think I would want to let the sun go down on me either. That would hurt.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want anyone's sun going down on me.
No, I wouldn't want anyone's sun going down on me either.
Yeah.
That's another...
Because that would hurt in a totally different sense.
It would. It wouldn't hurt that much.
It wouldn't hurt physically. I don't know, he just gets me. Elton John.
He gets you?
No, he doesn't get me. I get him. I sort of get him. He's a musical genius. He writes great songs.
Do you get penises in your ass?
No.
Oh. I don't get that either.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. That part... See, some people think that's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm not talking about...
No, Elton John's musical career is...
Yeah, yeah. I love Elton John. So that's what I mean when I say I love Elton John. All right?
He somehow got lumped into that... kind of Phil Collins-y world, though.
Yeah, but Phil Collins is another musical genius. He is.
Really?
Yeah, he was the drummer for Genesis.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I mean...
Progressive rock, man. It's a hard category to be a musician.
But look at where he progressed to. He's still...
Sometimes you have to lose a little integrity for a little...
he's still writing some solid songs for movies, I guess.
A little green.
You know, if you're into El Dorado or whatever that shit is.
Well, Phil Collins is obviously no Elton John. Phil Collins probably could have played drums for Elton John. for maybe. Elton John's band.
That would have been cool. I think they would have gone well together.
Yeah.
Phil and Elton. Could be like the Phil and Elton experience.
Yeah. And if they play with an orchestra, they do something witty and clever, like the Phil Elton harmonic.
Like Phil and Elton play the blues?
Phil and Elton. That'd be a weird name.
Imagine Phil and Elton. Like Philadelphia, but like Phil and Elton.
Yeah. Phil and Elton.
Yeah, it would be like, it would be like Phil in Elton. Yeah. Like, because that's what Elton wants.
Yeah.
In general.
Phil and Elton.
He'd be like, hey, fill me in.
Yeah, I'm sure the jokes would fly.
He's like, I need a drummer. And then people apply, and he's like, no, no. The position has been filled.
Ugh.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, like he releases a statement just to put that joke out there. Like he releases a statement like saying that he needs a new drummer.
No, just to say the position has been filled by Phil Collins. Phil Collins filled the position.
But I'm saying after he already decided that Phil Collins has filled the position, he puts out an ad in the paper for a new drummer. And everyone's like, oh, shit. Elton's looking for a new drummer, you know. And then he says, oh, wait, the position has been filled.
Yeah, but he just says it like in this kind of Elton John, like Sir Elton John.
Right.
The is Phil Collins knighted?
Is he what?
Is Phil Collins knighted?
I don't know.
Knighted?
I doubt it.
Is Peter Gabriel knighted?
Probably not.
Peter Gabriel should probably be knighted.
I would say so.
I mean, forget Phil Collins. Peter Gabriel blows Phil Collins away.
Did you know that Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins were like...
in the same band for a while? Yeah.
And they were also each other's best man. Believe it or not. Little known fact.
Well, now it's a little bit less little known by just a little bit.
That bit was for all the Genesis fans out there.
Are there any?
Well, I mean, given that maybe we have, what, at most 30 listeners a week.
That bit was for the Elton John fans.
That was for the Elton John fans. But then we went into that Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel tangent.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really, I mean, I'm not really someone who listens to that stuff at all, really.
I fancy it.
Yeah. Fuck Billy Joel.
Yeah, fuck Billy Joel.
See the dwarfs and see the giants. Which one would you choose to be? And if you can't get that together, here's the answer, here's the key. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man. I'll save my breath and take it with me till 100 years or so. Shame you won't be there to see me shaking hands with Charles de Gaulle. Play it cool and saran wrap all you can. Be a 30-century man. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man.
That was another enriching episode of listening to these assholes.
Are you enriched?
I.
How many vitamins and minerals?
None.
No, really? No vitamins or minerals?
Right. Vitamin F for yeah. Funny. Vitamin A for good bone growth.
Okay.
Vitamin C for the citrus scent coming from your speakers. As you listen to these assholes.
Is it scratch and sniff?
It's listen and sniff.
Just try it. Just scratch your... You'll hear an orange if you scratch your speaker a little bit right now. Listen.
Vitamin C. Here comes the vitamin C. Vitamin C. There it is.
Orange smell.
Vitamin C. There it is.
Orange ears.
Here we are.
Smelly, smelly sounds of orange.
Smell the citrus of the vitamin C.
Yes. Like rubbing orange peels.
If you're standing at the base of a tall mountain, at the top there's an orange tree. It's sticky, filled with vitamin C.
Sticky, sticky orange.
It's filled with vitamin C.
Sticky.